It has a cult following, and it's you've got the chef world that really sort of has taken on to it.
Yeah.
They like the brutality. Kitchen's a brutal place to work.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's I used to work as a chef before I got into banking. So
wow, that's one thing we have in common. I went to hotel school.
Oh, you also?
Yeah. Me too.
Both of
me too. Yeah. I felt like I got me too'd in culinary school.
I think you stopped at meat.
Yeah.
Bike Radio Podcast advises safety at all times, discourages underage riding, but celebrates the spirit of motorcycling.
And how?
This is Tango Charlie, Green T 515. Coming.
Good morning, Tango Charlie. This is Easy Peter, Green T 515. I'm ready to roll. See you in 5 at the DND Bay. Over and out.
And welcome to the 84th episode of the Biker Radio Broadcast, a podcast on motorcycling from India, celebrating her heroic riders, legendary mechanics, and iconic builders through stories told by members of the community, one legend at a time. I'm Shandy, and we have a feast on our hands, and I mean it. Well, we also have Anita Krishnan on my way from Australia. We have Sumit Narang, President Pro Biking Bajaj Auto, unveiling the Triumph Speed 400, apart from our newfound gourmet brothers from the Big Forkers. Well, this is also a first for us, because we have not one, but two guests who make up the stupendously popular foodie duo of the Big Forkers. Big man Shashank Jayakumar and even bigger man Sid Mewara. Well, you'll find the Big Forkers on YouTube and every food tasting chowdown that is either exemplary or just waiting to be discovered. And now they have their own TV show releasing on the 11th of September on Discovery and Discovery Plus called I Should Have Stayed Home. Well, between shows at the India Bike Week, we managed to carve out a sliver of time for ourselves and sat down with the big boys for a chat. And fuck, bon appetit. I'll throw an aloo in. And let's get set for a balloon appetit instead. So, draw your knives and get ready to welcome the Big Forkers to the Biker Radio Broadcast table. But let's make this really large. The first voice you hear is that of Sid. Gentlemen, welcome to the Biker Radio Broadcast.
Thank you for having us. I must say, I really love this CIA rendition site you've built here. Very Guantanamo chic. I just need an orange suit. No?
Look at this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You full on. This? Yeah, yeah.
So this is something that I stitched myself.
It looks like it.
Nice.
Okay.
Design aesthetics, maybe not the best for us. Especially me, I smell like meat carcass and Jameson.
Let's talk about the meat carcass and Jameson.
Absolutely. So, super excited. This is the first time we've been talking about it. And we do, Shanky specifically portrays his love for meat in all forms.
Yeah.
Very lasciviously.
Yeah.
Wrong pronunciation.
He gets the shanks.
Yeah. Starts with the shanks, works his way up the thighs.
We're talking about food here, right?
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
We're talking about food, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Food is sex. It's all part and parcel of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we figured, hey, why don't we put something together, and it's all about meat. And
yeah.
Then these guys came knocking on our door and said, hey, why don't you do it with us?
Right.
Bikes. travel, bunch of dudes revving shit up all day long, and meat makes a great story.
Yeah, it does.
And lo and behold, we are here at India Bike Week.
And whiskey makes a great braise.
Yes,
so a lot of these guys are actually using whiskey for the.
I still have to come and try that out.
Braises and all of that. So it's pretty nice. That
I've been partaking it without the braise too. Just shots of it. We were shooting.
You're gonna do some bone marrow stuff, I heard.
Yeah.
We'll leave it for tomorrow now.
Okay.
We just got fucking knackered, man. Are we allowed to curse on this?
No, absolutely. That's not cursing.
Huh? That's just that's for me. That's just a pause in a sentence.
Yeah.
There's no
We got a bottle, right? So we were shooting some sequence here.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be gimmicky, right? Just not gimmicky in the sense. Take one little sip.
Yeah.
I'm making this little monologue and I see that bottle just disappear. It was like blip, 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 blip. And the chefs are just looking at me like, talk, talk. Bottle was gone in 3 minutes.
Yeah, I just looked. We were basically walking around with the barrel, the black barrel bottle. We're like, one sip for you, one sip for us. One sip for you, one sip for us. And we finished the whole bottle and we're like, whoa, this is a little rather unprofessional on our part right now.
Hi, this is Shanky from The Big Focus. And you're listening to the Biker Radio Rodcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Hey, welcome back to the 84th episode of the Biker Radio Rodcast. I'm Shandy, and that's our man, Shashank Jaykumar, aka Shanky. Now, Hashim Kayum of Karma Yatri, who featured on episode 24 of our podcast and who has been one of our earliest friends, is a common friend with the Big Forkers. And he had told me that Shanky was a thoroughbred rider. So I decided to prod the man himself and ask him how much of a biker he really is.
I think I'm a fairly decent, I can call myself a fairly decent biker. If you're friends with Hashim,
exactly. You are a biker, right?
Just with Hashim, Hashim's done a lot more, but me, just Hashim and I riding and me doing a couple of rides on my own, I've done about close to 60,000, 70,000 kilometers around India. So we've done the whole K2K, which is Khardula to Kanyakumari,
yes.
And all of that. So yeah, I mean, the one place that I haven't satisfactorily done enough riding through is north of India, northeast of India.
Yeah.
So we've done, we did a couple of rides to Sikkim, and I think we touched upon Arunachal, went to zero.
Oh.
But that's about it. And I really want to do that. That's one thing on the chart.
Okay.
And Hashim with Karma Yatri is what we actually travel. So,
right.
Incidentally, I was also one of the co-founders of Karma Yatri in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know that.
On paper, I'm still a director of that company, just by the way.
Ooh,
so
wow.
All the board meetings, I'm still signing off on.
Hashim, he's asking for his equity check.
Yeah, where's my check?
So where are you coming from? What's your background? Where are you from?
So I'm
where did you grow up?
It's, between us, we actually cover all four corners of India.
Tell me about it.
So I have a Malayali father,
okay.
And a Marwadi mother.
Okay.
I was born in MP,
yeah.
Brought up in Gujarat.
Okay.
And now 20 years in Mumbai.
Okay.
So that is...
Where are you coming from?
That's me covering west and south.
Yeah.
Sid covers north and east because his mom is Kashmiri.
Okay.
His dad is Marwadi, who's my mom's brother.
Okay.
He was born in Calcutta.
Okay.
And then he...
So you're cousins?
Oh yeah,
we're first cousins. Yeah.
Ooh.
His dad and my mom are brother and sister.
Wow.
Yeah, so first cousins. And so Kashmir, Calcutta, Bengal.
Picked it all.
Yeah, we got the four corners. Yeah.
And then you went, he got a passport and went global.
This is Hashim Kayum from Karma Yatri on the Biker Radio Rodcast. It just feels like yesterday when I'd called them from Sri Lanka at the end of their first episode, and I was so excited to hear what they were doing because I thought that the Indian biker community needed something like this. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah. Well, this being a foodie special, we'll be crisscrossing a lot of geography, exploring not just our taste aspirations, but now we feature global interest in what we can cook up, apart from the chicken tikka masala, which is now UK's comfort food. I'm talking of the big news in the motorcycling world, with the stunning Triumph Speed 400 being launched at One Triumph in Delhi earlier this month, where I managed to shoot the breeze with Sumit Narang, President Pro Biking Bajaj Auto. Now, the one word I heard over and over again that evening was overwhelming. So I asked if that had been the buzzword of the spectacular new Triumph Speed 400 in its Indian kitchen.
Well, absolutely. It's more than overwhelming. Not only from the people who have booked it, but even from the experts, because as we have gone to various showrooms, many of the customers have been people who have been old Triumph customers, riding Speed Twin 900, 1200, Tiger. Mind you, these guys are, they're very discerning customers, they're experts, they're really like riding the best what that money can buy. And here, this bike, which probably costs about a fifth, it is a Triumph.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you ask me, it should be no surprise.
Yeah.
When you go to any good premium brand, let's say if you go to an Apple store, you would find a great Mac for about a couple of lakhs.
Right.
But in the good old days, you would have also seen a small iPod for about 4,000.
Yeah.
But each of them would have the same character, the same delivery, the same essence of Apple. And I think that's what a great brand is all about. It's a 400cc bike because I believe that's what the customers want over here. It's a single cylinder, because that is what is required to deliver, you know, what this bike is set out to do. But it is 100% Triumph, and that's why it looks very beautiful. The fit and finish is outstanding. Paint quality, detailing, little nuances, the overall silhouette of the bike, styling. People are overwhelmed because I think they just got used to that if you get one attribute in a bike, something else will get compromised. But I think what we are offering people is a brand with a great history, a bike which is a great looking classic bike, packs in the best of technology. I mean, people haven't heard of things like traction control, slipper clutch, ride by wire in this kind of a segment. And these are, I think, some great attributes that the bike carries with itself. And therefore, it rides like a dream.
Right.
And we're going to be manufacturing this for the world.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
At Bajaj Auto, that's not something very new for us. We today sell in more than 70 countries. In fact, we sell as many bikes abroad as we sell in India. And not only the Bajaj bikes, but even the KTM bikes that we manufacture, we probably sell more outside than we sell in India. So if you ever see a KTM 200 or a 390 anywhere in the world, rest assured it's coming out of the Pune plant. And same is the case with Triumph. I mean, we've actually set up a new plant in Pune. And from that state-of-the-art plant is where we'll manufacture this.
Right.
And the same bike will go all over the world. Hi guys, I'm Sumit Narang. I'm the President Pro Biking at Bajaj Auto, looking after the Triumph business. And you are listening to the Biker Radio broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Well, it's time to get back to our main course, to the big focus. And come September 11th, Sid and Shanky's show drops on Discovery and Discovery Plus, where these boys are out on an adventure in the Himalayas. Sorry, but I'm not going to give away all the deets. But these guys have done well for themselves, and they deserve all the second, third, fourth, fifth, and all the helpings on the gourmet map of this country that there is. We've heard a little about Shashank till now, and now time to dig in to Sid Mewara. Listen, connect, ride on.
Hi, I'm Sid of the Big Focus, and you're listening to Biker Radio Broadcast, and this is the long way home. Listen, connect, ride on.
We from Florida. From Florida.
I grew up in Florida.
Okay.
And then last 17 years in China.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So his, it's very interesting, you know, his life in Goa has now been about 2 years.
Yeah.
In 2019, he had come for a 15-day holiday.
Uh-huh.
And then COVID happened. Yeah. It's been 2.5 years now, he can't go back to China.
Yeah, I literally can't go back.
What were you doing in China?
Investment banker.
Really?
Yeah, so by trade, I'm an investment banker.
Oh.
And investments were in the US.
Okay.
But the only writing story I have, actually, I'm not a writer, but I did want to bring this up. I did go from Beijing to Ulaanbaatar.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's long serious answer. Stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, on a Chang'an, which is a 1938 copy of a BMW.
Huh.
And
a Chinese copy?
Sidecar.
A Chinese ripoff?
Yeah. It's all a Chinese. Everything is a ripoff. But I think they've bought major shares of BMW by this time. But so they had a sidecar. And you could pick that shit up for like $1,000 US back then.
Okay.
Right? And then you mod it up a little bit. I managed to destroy the vehicle rather soon. Because I am gravitationally challenged.
Yeah.
So the uska asti panjar were like popping out right outside of Beijing. But I didn't make the trek. I made it all the way. It was.
I heard they were finding a bike for you for the India Bike Week.
I'm still waiting for that. I walked up to BMW.
Did you see anyone that you like?
Yeah, I was hoping, hey BMW, I really like your vehicles. The really expensive ones. So I did really like the only ones that I can fit on. I'm 6'5".
Yeah.
So,
oh my God, you are?
I'm 6'5". Yeah,
100-blown giant, man.
Yeah, and 162 kilos. So the bike's got to take some, you need some backbone to hold on to me. So,
you know, incidentally, Dax here used to work for Gabriel Shockers.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Do they make 160 pounds on it?
Yeah, we can get the car once.
See, that's the problem. I always start with a bike. What I want to end up with a car. Life is a
highway. Hi, this is Sid.
And I'm Shanky of the Big Forkers.
And you're listening to Biker Radio Broadcast.
Listen.
Connect.
Ride on.
Tell me about the Big Forkers. Where's it coming from? I wanted to have this. I know you guys don't have so much time, but if you have, I want to hear this story.
Yeah,
about the
absolutely.
Big Forkers.
Sure.
It's a great story. Also, I love talking about
it. I'm sure.
It because what happened was I was in Spain with a couple of friends.
Yeah.
And they are incidentally they are YouTubers.
Okay.
So we were doing a road trip.
Okay.
And I don't know if you heard of Anthony Bourdain.
No, I. Who's that?
Let's not assume everyone's a foodie.
He has a. I have a photograph of.
Yes.
You know the.
Kamayatri hosting Bourdain.
Hashim's bike, and Anthony on it.
Yes. Yeah. We hosted that time. I could say we because I was part of Kamayatri.
Yes.
So where we hosted Bourdain, right? So anyway, so yeah, because of that. Irrespective, I was in Spain and I was doing an Anthony Bourdain food trail.
Wow.
So from Barcelona to Granada, and I was driving with these two friends. So I just go find
everything that he talked about.
Everything that he did and every restaurant that he visited.
And you were already a foodie then?
Yeah, pretty much. And that has been
always.
Pretty much all along. Yeah. All my travels, I work for the World Bank as well.
Yeah.
So my travels are predominantly around where is the next place which has great food.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I was on this road trip.
Yeah.
And I was in Barcelona and I was getting to Valencia.
Yeah.
And suddenly when you're checking Facebook, a pop-up shows up saying that Sid is in Milan. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're in Milan, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm doing an Anthony Bourdain, as in I'm doing this Bourdain food trail. Any suggestions on where I can go in Valencia to get a good paella?
Yeah.
Because he didn't cover one there.
Yeah.
So Sid was like, oh, there's this one great place, but it's about 150 kilometers from Valencia. But it's worth the effort and you should make that trip.
Okay.
He says that.
Yeah.
And next minute sends a message. When are you reaching there?
Yeah.
Tomorrow. You know what? I'll take you there. I will come. Because now he's got FOMO because he's described that entire paella to me.
Oh my
now
God.
Now he's like, now I have to be there to try it. So yeah.
And where was he at?
He was in Milan.
Okay.
He was
working on a deal in Milan, and then I see this. So this is this lovely place called Casa Salvador.
Okay.
It's called the Arroz, the Cathedral de Arroz. It's the temple of rice.
Right.
And it's one of the most famous paellas you can get in that whole region, in Faro de Cuyera. So I, we were like, fuck it, 150 kilometers, we're going to drive to Faro de Cuyera. And I think we ate everything on the menu.
So that is when it was happening. So then he joined us. Sorry for that interruption. So yeah, so he joined. So he joined then, and then we were driving through. So we did this trip, and then as in this 150 kilometer thing, and then we went a little further ahead, found another place like this. One evening where we were getting hammered, sitting alongside on the beach, we started having this conversation generally. And when he and I generally, I think it comes very naturally when you're talking about food.
Yeah.
Or when food is there, we get into, you know,
which
why
year is
this year?
Which year is this? 2019.
We're only about a 2-year-old show.
I know.
So this happened. We were having this conversation. We're like, okay, you know, why is this coming in here? There's this influence, there's that influence. Then we're talking about the political situation of Spain, how that has affected something. General conversation went through this. So this one friend who was sitting there, Vineet, he looks and says, you know, you fuckers, just put a camera and this is a show.
You're
like, why? He says, no, this is interesting.
This
you
is
guys
it.
Are doing all of
content.
This travel. You've come all the way here just for food.
Yeah.
We also, like idiots, have followed you and we're here just because you did this food thing. We're loving it.
Yeah.
So I think there's a show behind this.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, that idea then stayed.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, we said, okay, let's try it out.
Hi, this is Shanky from The Big Focus.
I am Adil S. Nagarwala.
This is Ashish Rao Rane.
Hi, this is Bipul Chhetri.
This is Deepak Gupta.
I am Dr. Arun Thereja.
This is Firoz Mistry.
Me Ganesh Shinde.
This is Gursaurav Singh.
This is Harshman Rai.
This is Jay Bharti.
This is Jamshed Martin.
I am Joshua John.
This is Kaustubh.
This is Koka Rao.
This is Lali.
I am Major Renuka.
My name is Malkeet Singh Hunjan.
This is Dr. Neharika Yadav.
And I'm Sid of The Big Focus.
And you are listening to Biker Radio Broadcast.
And this is the long way home.
Listen. Connect.
Did I see your first episode or was it the second one? And you guys were still hanging around Bandra and...
Yeah.
You know?
In Bombay.
Yeah. Yes. We had... First, everybody we talked to, for like, great idea, do it on your own. Because we have no fucking idea who the fuck you guys are.
Yeah.
There was also this streak of luck, like everybody we talked to suddenly got acquired by somebody big.
Yeah.
And changed the business model. So everything was like, oh, we're super excited to work with you. Oh, we just got sold, sorry. Thank you. Then we found this one company, studio, that said, why don't we try it? We actually shot 8 episodes and then they lost the hard drive. All the footage of an entire season was lost. They fucking tried to edit the goddamn thing on the hard drive and they used an old hard drive. We were new in the industry, we don't fuck all.
Yeah.
So gone. Everything gone.
Right.
All the money gone.
We're talking about 20 episodes reviewed in those 8 days.
Yeah.
That entire footage was kaput.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So and they didn't tell us. And then 2 months later, we were like, fuck, where is the goddamn? We have to see the edits.
Nah. Fried.
Fried. And we sent anyway. So then we reshot everything again just 2 days before the goddamn lockdown hit.
Yeah.
So we had
so
to
that's
edit.
Your, that's what you have
we
seen.
We edited basically remotely.
Yeah.
So we're looking at what the editor does. He sends us something. We send back our comments. Then goes to someone.
Right.
So like, okay, we prepared for this virtual meetings a long time back.
Fantastic. But what I like, now what I get to see is that you guys have started this... I've never seen this happen. The pop-up culture has actually taken on a different, you know...
Correct.
Yeah.
...level. You guys are now... Sure. I was there at the Rider Mania and I found you guys there. You had, I think, 4 or 5 stalls there.
Yeah. So we wanted to curate... A lot of people will come to Goa and they land up at super famous places that are really... sorry, is that me? I can't make out.
That's all right.
And everybody goes to the same sort of Instagram-y places.
Okay.
But they don't get to try the real food.
Yeah.
And we figured, why don't we actually bring in something that is more local or something that you guys are not that familiar with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we started curating that. Then we curated the meat festival.
Yeah.
Which we want to take all across India.
Yeah.
And so with the plan with the meat fest that we see here, IBW is where we're launching the meat fest. And then we're planning to do independently meat fest.
Yes.
Which will happen, I think the next one, we've already got a couple of guys who came up to saying we'd like to be part of this.
Wow.
In a sponsorship and this and that, which is what our biggest concern was, like in India, how many sponsorships are we going to get for a festival which is purely meat oriented?
And yes,
it's quite surprised. It seems to be good because we're already talking to some of them. Looks like we might be doing one again in probably by February.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Hi, this is Nosh, and this is The Long Way Home.
It's like love, cleanse your soul, feel it in your veins, breathe it in your lungs, will stay. It's like love, for the first time, it'll all make sense. You know it.
My way.
Hey, everyone. This is Anita riding in Australia. This is day 4 of riding. Started from Melbourne and did the ocean road for the last 2 days. And then the third day was a sweet ride to meet an Australian friend, Brooke, who lives in a place called Marlow. And today we had an opportunity to ride with her. And now we are sitting at the boardwalk of a fishing paradise called the Batesman Bay. And we caught such a beautiful, vivid sunset over here. It's just mesmerizing all throughout. The roads are absolutely amazing. You know, there's like this one patch where you're riding through a forest and then you just open up to the ocean suddenly. So, you know, I'm just quite amazed with the combination of both, because you would never expect something like that. So yeah, it's just absolutely stunning. Riding through the forest, initially I think we were a bit apprehensive about kangaroos, but so far, touch wood, we've not had such issues on the road. So the food in Australia is nothing like what you get in India. Like, it's not about different cuisines, and the palate is very simple, and it's a lot of fish and chips. So I'm a vegetarian. I eat chicken at times, actually. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of fish. So for me, the food is not really working. But I love the salads over here, because the salads are amazingly fresh. I'm not gonna say the food is great. The ice cream is great for sure, but not the food. I'm riding the Triumph Tiger GT Explorer 1200. I think it's one of the most high-end motorcycles in the adventure section that Triumph has made. So yeah, it has the latest features, heated grips. It has an amazing feature, which is one of my favorites. Basically, the feature is that as soon as you sit on the bike automatically adjusts the suspension as per the load on the bike. So that's one of the features that I really loved. And the bike is obviously extremely smooth, and I've been easily doing 110, 115 without even knowing that it's reaching that speed easily. I'm not even stressed about it. I don't have to throttle out too much, and I think it's completely butter. So yeah, I'm having a great time with the machine. It's an amazing machine to ride. I always was in awe of the Triumph Tiger, and yeah, now I'm in total love, deep love. This is Anita. You're listening to Biker Radio Broadcast, and this is My Way.
My Way.
You know what? We should send this My Way to MasterChef Australia. Well, it'll be so much fun to watch their faces. Incidentally, we're trying to get MasterChef Gary Mahigan, who's also a biker, to chew the rag with us on the Biker Radio Broadcast. All right, Anita Krishnan sledging Aussie food there, but she clearly is overwhelmed with the Triumph Tiger 1200 GT Explorer. Back on the show, we asked Sumit Narang if his travels across India inaugurating dealerships too were overwhelming.
Yes, when we took over operations of Triumph, we had about 15 dealerships that were selling the big bikes, which are some great partners, you know, which have moved into the Bajaj Auto fold, and there are dealers now. So that's a great starting point. But already in the last about 5 days, we have probably opened 5 new dealerships.
Oh my God. And how many more coming up?
Our plan is that, you know, by the end of 12 months, we should have over 100 showrooms across the country. Because I think a product like that demands that kind of accessibility for customers.
Clearly the market has responded.
Oh yes, definitely. I think at Triumph, the designers and the engineers really got the pulse of the customer absolutely spot on and got the product what they had been waiting for. So the market's caught on. We see the demand coming. We're getting a whole lot of mails, messages, leads from towns where we don't have dealerships. When are you going to open in Guwahati? When are you going to open in Behrampur? When are you opening in Rajkot? So when are you opening in Salem?
Or
Ranchi? And therefore, definitely, you know, those are markets where we are going to open these showrooms. What I would like to see our riders and customers to see when they look at this bike, they don't see no compromise. And I think that's what for way too long people have been used to. If I get a good looking bike, it might not have the technology. If I want a bike that rides very well, it might not be comfortable. We don't see no compromise, and here it is. And therefore, the tagline for the Speed 400 from Triumph: have it all. Hi guys, I'm Sumit Narang. I'm the president pro biking at Bajaj Auto, looking after the Triumph business. And you are listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Hi, this is Shanky from the Big Focus. You're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast, and this is The Long Way Home. Listen, connect, ride on.
Well, that's Shanky doing fine on the Gabriel. Hi and welcome back to the Biker Radio Broadcast. I'm Shandy, broadcasting from the international G-spot, which is Delhi, where the G20 is going to freeze my beers. Next weekend, I'll be dressed down with nowhere to go. But I asked Shanky what the road ahead looks like for them, and he said,
I think right now we're just taking it as it comes, quite frankly. There's just different avenues that have been coming up. So we started off with a food show, which was supposed to be on YouTube. Very frankly, when we started this off, we said we'll just try whether in front of camera we can do something or not.
Yeah.
Started with that. I don't think it was ever an idea that we'll make this something that is going to be like a career, probably.
No.
And but then it took on from there, went into from content. Then someone reached out saying, I think Sid came up with the idea saying, let me start this Focus Dining Club, because people started asking every, so after the first two seasons went out, every week we get one message saying, I'm traveling to so-and-so place, what all should I eat, where should I eat?
Yeah.
So that started off one after another, and we're like, okay, see, this is happening.
Mm.
Then some people are like, you know, why don't you set up something, man? We would love to see something that you guys are doing. So Focus Dining Club was something that started off with that, which is what we do is curations.
Where is that?
So we have one here, one in Bangalore, and we're launching Bombay, Delhi soon.
Oh.
It's full of restaurateurs, food critiques, food anthropologists, historians, and people generally interested in trying to find new places to eat. So we work with a few companies here and there where we'll try to curate special meals.
All right.
Or curate experiences,
right,
around like a full Vazwan feast, which most people haven't had,
yeah,
right? Or they've had a really shitty version of it.
Yeah.
But we, for example, we did one in Bangalore with a family who brings in their cooks from Kashmir.
Okay.
Right? And then it's a full 9-course,
wow,
instead of the 42, it's 9-course, yeah, sort of easy break into the Vazwan.
Right.
And we've worked with Al here, launched Northeast, yeah, kind of cuisine.
Yeah.
Called Bastenga with Bombra.
So I was going to ask you, what exactly are you doing at the India Bike Week? What is the spread like?
So right now we have 5 chefs. We've got Al from the Northeast.
Okay.
We've got Chris who's gone, who's okay, doing steaks and tomahawks.
Okay.
We've got
Jeff from Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these guys also have their outlets in some in Goa.
Okay.
O'Neill is from Kerala, from Kochi.
Okay.
He has something there. And O'Neill is doing something called a Kupim, or Kepem, I don't know.
Kupim.
Kupim, that's how, okay, you pronounce it.
Yeah.
And then we have, Arjun.
Arjun Ruji from Calcutta, but he's got a place.
Kubebar. So he has a place, yeah, called Kubebar.
Ah, his dad was here, right, about half an hour back.
Oh, is it
Jatin?
Oh, yeah. Jatin-san.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, we've got our plan is to increase that and get more people in. And
so to answer your question about what we're doing at IBW is basically, so these guys are, I think each one of them has their specialty with meat and a certain kind of meat and a certain way that they prepare it. Like Al, for example, is a guy who builds his own smoker with his hands.
I saw it getting built.
Jeff, you saw him, he's actually made one entire pit here today morning.
Yes.
Where he brought in a whole pig at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And has been smoking it all the day.
Yeah.
And he's now cutting off slivers of it and giving it to people. So, I mean, one thing is that you really appreciate the effort these guys put in.
Yeah.
And we're, I think, somewhere trying to also give these names a larger platform as well, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the idea, the pursuit is that while they're really good with your art, a lot of these guys are not very, like, most artists, I would say, are not very good at their
self-promotion.
So that is where one thing that we think that we're trying to do for them as well.
Okay.
So yeah, that is.
It almost sounds like we're supposed to be good at self-promotion, but we're pretty shit.
No, you're not. Look at it this way. I mean, I was just following what you do on Instagram, and I think nowadays, any reel that you put up, a 5K audience comes like that, right?
Yeah.
You guys are doing extremely well. I mean,
it has. We've been lucky. It has put on. It's got like a cult following, right?
The
show. So we've got two or three things that are happening at the same time. So we've got the show. We're trying to build much bigger shows with Discovery and Hotstar.
Yeah.
But it has a cult following, and you've got the chef world that really sort of has taken on to it.
Yeah.
They like the brutality. The kitchen's a brutal place to work.
Yes, of course.
And then
even Anthony said that.
Yeah, yeah. I used to work as a chef before I got into banking. So
that takes us back a little bit. That's one thing we have in common. I went to hotel school.
Oh, you also?
Yeah, me too.
Both of
me too. Yeah. I felt like I got me too'd in culinary school.
I think you stopped at meat.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So this was donkeys years ago back in Florida.
Yeah.
So I was a chef and then burnt in the industry. It's a bucket. Yeah. I seem to be back in it. So the chefs love it because it's we talk like them a little bit, right? It's a little bit punchy and raunchy.
Yes.
So I think that's sort of our primary clientele, and then the other guys who feel like desis need not always be, you know, always be these doodh ka dhula bachas.
Not
they like
hiding.
This bad boy image, right? They like to be like, okay, these guys are slightly dickish, but they've gotten where they've gotten to being that. So fair enough.
Yeah.
And I think they live vicariously through our stupidity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, this is Sid.
And I'm Shanky of the Big Forkers. You're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast.
And this is The Long Way Home.
Listen, connect, ride on.
You must follow us on Biker Radio Broadcast.
Absolutely.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think I'm already following you guys.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
Yeah, I've been stalking you at the moment.
No, we definitely will. I've taken a new appreciation to bikes. I like the freedom it brings.
Just and the noise. I know this recording might be one of those, you know, which got... which got fried. Look at this. I can hear echo, I can hear flutter, I can hear every kind of distortion.
You can feel the vibrations in this with the container also.
I want to see somebody get waterboarded in here. Why I have a waterboard in front of me. So right here, let everybody watch, see how rendition works.
I don't know why
I'm fixated on this shit.
The thing is,
you look at it, this is a bunker. Those are ammunition boxes.
Looks like an ammunition bunker.
Yeah.
Somebody should get rendition here. And I like it. I'll get some questions out. I'd like to rendition my ex-wife here.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Obviously, the listeners don't know what we're talking about. Just so that you know, it's a container which has got one side glass and got very shady looking people sitting on the other side of the glass. And even shadier people talking on this side of the glass.
That's Shanky. I'm Shandy. And you are Sid. Thank you for being on the Biker Radio Broadcast on The Long Way Home. Listen, connect, ride on. We're all talk, man.
Thank you so much.
I love the fact it's called broadcast.
That's radio on demand, by the way.
That's an actual term? Or is it?
No, we just...
coined
we said
it.
Steve Jobs was the guy who started the iPod, right?
So the podcast comes from that.
Correct.
That's the genesis. And he said he's dead and gone. Apple has pretty much discontinued the iPod project.
Correct.
And all of it was keeling over. Even if you see it in India, the ecosystem around podcasting, the content isn't there. There's no good content out there. And also, no one's making any money out of this. It's a hobby space.
Okay.
Right? So he said, we need to rethink how this architecture is going to work. We don't want the chef to go hungry. Right? So we said, the piece keeling over, ek bamboo lagao saale ke piche.
This was a good show. I mean, I like the concept of a biker radio. I haven't heard of this earlier.
You
I was
should.
Very happy to hear this you today. Should. And but great, we did.
We don't talk
part,
about motorcycles
part.
At all. We just talk about the people
know,
who ride
right?
them.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good part. I think it's the idea of the community.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Dr. Niharika Yadav. Biker Radio Broadcast, you guys truly rock. Thank you so much for bringing the biking fraternity out there for everybody and the stories that you guys cover. Oh my God. All the best.
And that's a wrap on this foodie special with Shanky and Sid of the Big Forkers, Sumit Narang, President Pro Biking Bajaj Auto, and Anita Krishnan on My Way from the Land Down Under. Thanks to the terminally pretty Angie for the generous ovation. I think we finally have dessert with a cherry on top. This is Talon with their version of Life in the Fast Lane.
He was a She held him up and he held her for ransom in the heart of the cold, cold city. He had a nasty reputation as a cruel dude. They said he was ruthless, they said he was cruel. They had one thing in common, they were good in bed. She said, faster, faster, the lights were turning red. Drop of a name. They knew all the right people. They took all the right pills. They threw outrageous parties. They paid heavenly bills. There were lines on that mirror, lines on her face. She pretended not to notice. She was caught up in a race. Out every evening until it was late. He was too tired to make it. She was too tired to fight.
Awesome week with India making it to the moon and its Pragyan off-roading on the South Pole. Congratulations, ISRO. Hopefully, BRO will be up there soon. Well, lots of bike launches coming up. We'll keep our ears to the ground. Meanwhile, you be good. And if you can't be good, be careful on that fast lane. Bittersweet and a little sour, this is Shandy on the Biker Radio Broadcast Hour. Like and follow us on Instagram. See you on the 85th milestone. Listen, connect, ride on.